morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now, this morning's show has some soundtracks, a little oboe music, a taste of Russia, and yes, even some Flanders and Swan. But to begin, we're going to start with some classic Mozart, the Rondo from his Horn Concerto No. 4. Now, Mozart wrote about four horn concertos, which are the staple of most of the professional horn player's repertoire. The concertos were written for his friend, Joseph Leutgeb, who he had known since childhood. Now, Leutgeb was a very skilled player, because the works are very difficult to perform on the natural horn of the period. There's lots of trills, hand-stopping, and rapid tonguing. I think it's a great way to start a Sunday morning. Here's a performance by Barry Tuckwell, joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner. What a great way to start a Sunday morning. That was Barry Tuckwell on horn, joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting, and the Rondo from Mozart's Fourth Horn Concerto. We're going to move on this morning on Classical Chaos with some music by John Lurie. He's a composer, musician, actor, director, painter, and a lot more. He's a true Renaissance man. He's also the co-founder of the Lounge Lizards. That's a jazz ensemble. He's acted in more than 20 films, composed and performed music for television and film, and, get this, was also nominated for a Grammy for the soundtrack to the film Get Shorty back in 1996. This morning we're going to hear some music he composed for the black and white picture Stranger Than Paradise. Here are the members of the Balinescu Quartet.
Thank you.
Alexander Balinescu, Claire Connors, Bill Hawks, and Carolyn Dale. Those are the members of the Balinescu Quartet. And that was music from the film Stranger Than Paradise.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm feeling a little bit in the mood for a trip to Russia. So here is the St. Petersburg Ensemble with Alexander Sadonikov and a lovely song. Lovely is that. That was the St. Petersburg Ensemble with Alexander Sadonikov. And you're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it's my favorite time of the morning. It's oboe music time. It's time to celebrate one of the hardest instruments to master. And today we're going to celebrate with some music by William Allen. Now, he actually was a virtuoso flute player. He was a composer who taught at London's Royal Academy of Music as a professor between the years of 1926 and 1955. This was during the war, and he was employed by the Ministry of Information, where he was also a composer of scores for documentary films, which were used for things like morale building and instructions for the troops, and yes, a little propaganda was put in there as well. But it was during the war one night, as he served as an air raid warrior during in North London, that he, in this hazardous, sleepless night, I'm getting all excited, that he actually composed his oboe concerto. It was premiered back in 1949, and this morning we're going to hear a performance by Nicholas Daniel and the City of London Sinfonia. Here is the beautiful Andante.
Thank you.
The opening andante from William Albone's Oboe Concerto. That was Nicholas Daniel in the City of London Sinfonia. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue this morning with some music from the soundtrack to The Piano. Now, the movie came out back in 1993. It's a film about a mute pianist and her daughter, set during the mid-19th century on the west coast of New Zealand. The score is by the very talented Michael Nyman and became a best-selling soundtrack album. Now, of the soundtrack, he writes, "Since the character of Ada does not speak, the piano music doesn't simply have the usual expressive role, but becomes a substitute for her voice. The sound of the piano becomes her character, her mood, her expressions, and her unspoken dialogue." Well, he captures all of this beautifully in the score. Here are some excerpts from The Piano. excerpts from the score to Michael Nyman's The Piano. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I'm in the mood this morning for some lovely choral music, specifically that by Thomas Tallis. Considered to be one of England's greatest earlier composers, little is known much of this 16th century composer's life. The last two lines of his epitaph do read, "As he lived, so did he die, in a mild and quiet sort, O happy man. To God full of mercy did he cry, wherefore he lives, let death do what it can." That's an allude to a quiet and pious man. Well, he did leave us some amazing music, and we're going to hear the Tallis Scholars and Spem in Allium.
Thank you.
The Tallis Scholars with Thomas Tallis's Spem in Allium. And you've been listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And just pleased to announce some UBC Music Concert Calendar events coming up. On Wednesday, you've got a $5 at the door at the Barnett Hall. You can hear some great sitar music. Coming up on Thursday, the Jazz Ensemble is free at Barnett Hall. On Friday, you can hear the Choral University Singers, and that's 8 p.m. at the Chan Center. Get that? That is free as well. And if you're into some electroacoustic music, you can hear that at the Barnett Hall on 8 o'clock, and that's $20 or $10, and that's a co-presentation with Vancouver Pro Musica. And do stay tuned now to the very talented Worku and Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, coming up at 10 till 12. I'm going to leave you now with a little sense of humor, a taste of some Flanders and Swan. Till next Sunday, looking forward to it.
Good evening. Need I introduce, at the piano, the well-known pianist, composer, linguist, also contains lanolin, Donald Swan. I must be Michael Flanders. We write songs. Donald Swan here writes the music, I write the words. Some of these songs you may possibly have heard in reviews at Glyndebourne and so on. Others you're less likely to have heard unless you've patronised this Palace of Culture before.
They all have.
They're the ones we write that we like to sing ourselves. That's what we're still going to do. We feel we're following this trend towards simplification in the theatres, you know. There have been reviews without scenery, been reviews without costume. And this is a review without scenery, without costume, except what Moss Bros has very kindly loaned to us. Even without a cast, which does make everything very much easier, we find also cheaper. This up at the back here, I draw your attention to, is not a curtain. It's a photograph of a curtain by Tony Armstrong Jones. Welcome from both of us to our farrago. Eke out our imperfections with your thoughts, to coin a phrase. Think when we talk of horses that you see them printing their proud hoofs in the receiving earth. I don't think we do actually talk of horses. This song isn't about horses. This one is about buses. Well, buses we've all seen. Great big red things rushing about. We had one outside here, actually, about 20 minutes ago. Did you see it?
I did, yes.
With private on it, looking very lost. I can remember when it was a general. This was long... If you laugh and applaud, it means you're terribly old and we have to go terribly slowly for that. Omnibus, my friend Mr. Swan informs me, comes from the Latin omnibus, meaning two or four, by, with, or from everybody, which is a very good description.